Senate Bill 367 seeks to issue nearly $100 million in general obligation bonds, or about $20 million more than was in the failed House proposal. This bill is seen as a companion to the other infrastructure bills working their way through the legislative process. Through bonding, money would be available to help more schools fix their failing electrical systems, leaking roofs, and water and sewer systems. Bonds would also be issued for the Southwest Montana Veterans Home and three Montana University System projects. Senator Eric Moore says this bill is not perfect, but he says it's the right mixture of projects to help rural schools and state-owned buildings.
For those of you who don't support this concept of financing state obligations in terms of small towns, water and sewer, and state-owned buildings, then let's start thinking about other options. I mean, if it fails this time, that'll be five or six sessions in a row.
He says the reality is the need is there to maintain and sometimes build new buildings, and it's not going to go away, nor is the plea from rural communities to help them provide safe drinking water to citizens. So the Republican rancher from Miles City says if bonding isn't the answer, he challenges his colleagues to come up with another funding solution.
Just no is not always a solution. You want to hear, do we want to govern or do we want to defend our voting record? At some point in time, we have to talk about solutions.
This includes making changes to Senate Bill 367. The House Appropriations Committee did not immediately act on the bill, although action could come as early as Monday. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.